From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions about Yemen's ceasefire. The halt to fighting is set to take hold early Tuesday as United Nations brokered peace talks open in Switzerland. The ceasefire is aimed at halting more than a year of fighting between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and an Arab coalition. The degree of commitment to the seven-day truce remains unclear, with no word whether Houthi rebels will honor the agreement. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said the IS is losing ground. Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to search for and kill terrorist leaders and train and equip forces battling Islamic State militants. Secretary of State John Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan for Friday's meeting in New York of the International Syrian Support Group. A U.S. official said Kerry will also discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk Accord, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine with a withdrawal of heavy weapons by both the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed separatists. More than two dozen senior military and police officials in Burundi have gone on trial for their alleged involvement in a failed attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The 28 defendants, including former Defense Minister Cyril N. Dyer-Kayu and five generals, prosecutors say the men are charged with trying to overthrow the government. This is VOA News. Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower at 20. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Ji Zhang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. A French nursery school teacher who claimed he was stabbed in his classroom by an Islamic State supporter has admitted to prosecutors he invented the story. The 45-year-old teacher at a school northeast of Paris was hospitalized with light stab wounds in his side and throat. Prosecutors are trying to figure out why he lied. The U.S. Army announced Monday it will court-martial Sergeant Bo Bergdahl on charges of desertion and putting his fellow soldiers in danger in Afghanistan. Bergdahl spent 5 years as a prisoner of the Taliban before he was freed last year in exchange for five Taliban fighters held at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. If convicted, Bergdahl could spend the rest of his life in a military prison. State media say Turkey withdrew some of its forces from a camp outside the Iraqi city of Mosul as part of what military officials are calling a rearrangement. Turkish officials, forces have been operating in Iraq trying to train local fighters. Earlier this month, Turkey sent troops to the Mosul area saying they were needed for protection. That move angered the Iraqi government, which demanded that Turkey withdraw its troops and threatened to take the matter to the United Nations. World oil prices fell again Monday, dropping to lows not seen since 2008 and 2009. Global crude prices have been falling for months. 60 people have been arrested in a joint operation against child pornography during raids across Latin America, as well as Spain and the United States. Authorities say Operation Without Borders involved raids in Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Mexico, Paraguay, Spain, and the United States. Officials say they rescued three minors, ages 9, 14, and 15, that were being used to make child pornography in Mexico. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. European markets were down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.